when I am thinking about retiring, and maybe it's years from now, or maybe it's right around the corner, what are the choices that I have with my TSP account?
Well, as I always tell my students, you have as many choices in taking the money out of the thrift as you had putting it in. So for some people, that's comforting. For others, that's a little scary. So you have the option of just leaving it there, because maybe some of you will be retiring and moving on to other work, so you really don't need the money yet. Another option is to take some of it and maybe move it to an IRA so you have more flexibility with how to invest it, maybe how to use it. And then if you want to take the payments directly from the TSP, there's several options to do that, including two types of monthly payments and also the purchase of a life annuity. So you've got a lot of different avenues to take depending on what it is that you need the money to do for you and how long you need it to last.
Okay, the secret that you know that people listening don't know until I spill it in about 5 seconds is that the impetus for this station was the annuities aspect there. Mm-hmm. And there's a piece that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth by a guy named Charlie Farrell of CBS Money Watch. And the headline is, GAO likes annuities, investors don't, here's why. And he makes the case pretty much against annuities. Do you find that the people that come to your seminars, do they ask you a lot about annuities and the pros and cons of annuities?
Well, sure they do, because I think what attracts people to an annuity is that it's a payment for life. You're not going to run out of money. You're not going to outlive it. So it gives you a sense of security to know that if you hand over your $100,000 or $500,000, whatever much money you have, that you're going to get a check every month for as long as you live, which is kind of like paying your Social Security tax and getting that lifetime payment, or making payments into civil service or FERS in exchange for a lifetime payment. But the question I always ask is, do you really need another annuity? Because your basic government pension and your Social Security benefit are basically forms of annuities. So when you count up how much income that's going to provide, then how much more income do you need to really pay your bills every month, that you really need a set amount? Or would you rather have money available to take a vacation or to remodel your kitchen so that you can use it as you need it and also pay tax on it as you need it? So I think it's a question of flexibility.
Do you get much of a sense from the people that you work with about what is the more common, what people usually do?
Well, it seems to me that a lot of people retiring now, even though we do have a lot of FERS employees who are approaching and actually retiring, but I'd still say the majority of current retirees are still under the old system, which allows for a monthly payment that in and of itself is your retirement. So many people have just either left their TSP money in the thrift, which is why there's like 4.5 million participants and only 2 million federal employees.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think a lot of people who want to manage the money themselves or hand it over to a financial advisor have moved it or transferred some of it at least to an IRA, because that gives you more choices of investment and the ability to take it out as you need it in multiple partial payments. Where the TSP, although it has very low administrative expenses, the TSP also has the G fund, which is very unique. You don't want to give up that G fund. And it also allows you to do a couple of partial withdrawals, but not quite as many as you could if you had an IRA.
This piece that I alluded to about the GAO's report on annuities, what do you think the significance of that is, that an organization like the GAO is essentially giving financial advice?
I know, that is kind of unusual, isn't it? But it seems like they're working with the Senate Committee on Aging. And I think maybe part of the concern is that Americans really need to have education on how to handle the money that they have that's got to last them as long as they live in retirement. And there's pros and cons of annuities because, you know, it is a security feature. You know, you're going to have an income that's going to provide for the rest of your life, where if you manage that money yourself and you make poor investment choices, you can run out of money and then you end up on poverty, and then the government has to support you. So I could see why GAO might be interested in making sure that Americans don't make a mistake with the money that they have to sustain themselves on.
Gene Dodaro said when he took over at GAO that financial education, not just in government, but of all American citizens, was one of the directions he would like to take GAO. It seems like this fits with that
mission. It does. It's critical. And I think the same thing applies to our TSP account, is that it's a wonderful program. It has so much potential, but we really have to understand how it works and how to take advantage of its benefits. And I think we're not used to doing that. You know, we're used to saying that you work 30 years and you have a nice retirement. So we have to rethink ourselves that we have to become a little more responsible for those decisions.
All right. Different subject, just very quickly. Mm-hmm. You've been on the road doing seminars and so on the last couple of weeks. What do you think is the question about anything to do with any of the issues on which you educate people? What's the number one question you're getting from people right now?
Well, you know, the biggest concern, Francis, as we see as we write about it and talk about it, is all the proposals that, you know, what's happening with this debt limit and the budget problems that might result in changes to our retirement benefits. And it's to the point where some people want to retire just because they're afraid of these potential changes, which I try to highly encourage people to be patient and wait it out and see what's going to happen.
We have all of them listed on the bill tracker at federalnewsradio.com if somebody wants to see what all the possibilities are that are being discussed. And, Tammy, it's always great to talk to you about things that are going on and getting your insight. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Francis.